everyone. Welcome to Metanorn's Mini Talk on Ald Noah Zero. I'm Jero, joined by Skyline.
Hello, everyone.
And we are talking about Episode 8, Then and Now. This was a pretty well-rounded episode in terms of story. We got a little bit of some scenes that we didn't see in Episode 7. We got some more flashback stuff. Got some more future stuff, and then we got a revelation and some big things happening at the end. But to start off from what we didn't see in Episode 7, which is the name of the ship, which is Deucalion, and also how the princess revealed herself to the crew members, poor Mitsurugi or whatever that guy is, got knocked down, Yutaro, and then that's when... That's when they revealed how she's able to charge the mech with her Ald Noah technology.
Yep. She kind of had to come in and take charge there for a spell to be able to speak her mind. Which might be a revelation of the character later on. We keep on seeing in that OP of, you know, her drawing that gun. So she's ready to take people down if necessary, I think.
Yeah, she does seem to have a little bit of a badass streak in her. With the gun, we'll have to find out. So there's a lot going on, but basically for most of the episode we see Kruteo torturing Slane. They've captured him and they're trying to ask him about you know, where he was at and the princess and all this stuff. But around that there's some things going on. First of all, we talk about the you know, Asylum on the ship, and they're having a meeting. It's like Magbarej and Inaho's there, and then that's when Inaho and Ray had explained that, you know, they didn't feel any need to reveal their her identity, their own specific reasonings, which I thought was pretty interesting. We see Ray at kind of a little moody there about the Martians.
Well, they did kill her entire family and all her friends and everything like that, so I would not begrudge her holding up a grudge at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and her and Calm, for different reasons, had been kind of the same way about these Martians. But once Calm meets what a Salem really looks like, it's a different tune there.
Yeah, well, you know, you have enough blood for the brain or the other place. And Calm pretty much, yeah, is not as calm as his name leads him on to be.
Yeah, the Moe was very overwhelming for him in that moment.
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
Don't blame him one bit. Don't blame him one bit at all.
Yeah. And we get a little bit more of the past with Slane and the Salem. He's talking about some birds, and that's what gets her interested, and also some other things about planet Earth. And then that's when Inaho tells, as they see a bird, Inaho talks to say about his interaction with Slane there, not knowing who he was, of course, but I kind of feel like maybe Asylum sort of knew who he was talking to there.
Yeah.
And, you know, the big thing of this episode was Kruteo torturing Slane, and Slane was kind of saying things, and Kruteo wasn't having any of it until eventually he realizes that the princess is still alive. And it was interesting how Kruteo was very understanding when it was actually respected what Slane did, which is basically go about it on his own, not, you know, possibly alert any traitors. And then that's when Kruteo kind of turns, and it's what we've kind of expected in our mini talks, is that Kruteo would kind of eventually, not necessarily come around, but it would be revealed that he wasn't exactly in on this assassination plan or anything like that, and he's actually willing to help Slane and hopefully find a princess. But that's when Sazbomb has different plans. Of course, we know that he's been wanting to keep him alive, and then that's when Sazbomb comes in with his mech, Dioscuria, and grabs Slane, and he leaves.
Yeah, that was a whole bunch of scenes that were very well paced in keeping things mysterious for quite some time, because, mm-hmm. you know, at one point you thought, you know, that Sazbomb was more or less sympathetic to Slane. And now I think about it, why didn't Sazbot let Corteo just kill him?
Yeah, they're,
any information Slane knows is kind of useless to say his bomb when you get right down to it, because he'll eventually find it out anyway. And by doing that, he'll pretty much seal the one leak that knows that there was a faction out there that wanted to have her killed as a prelude to war. Mm-hmm. So it just seems kind of strange why he insists on keeping him alive. Is there some sort of secret that Slane knows that his dad shared with him?
Yeah, I think that's what Sazbomb is betting on, and that's how you can say that Sazbomb is kind of playing a dangerous game here by wanting to keep Slane alive. And, you know, we saw that Corteo was attacked there, but, you know, you don't see a body, you don't see the person actually die, therefore they're not dead. That's kind of how anime works. So Sazbomb, there's got to be some kind of information there that Slane has, but yeah,
maybe his father is close to unlocking the power out Noah without having to use, without having Emperor Vares in on the deal at all.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe Slane just kind of knows where something's at, some information, maybe that much, maybe not specific information that Slane knows.
It might be dancing dangerously too close to what's in Eren's basement from Attack on Titan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or
will we ever get to that? Who knows?
Yeah, kind of like Kill la Kill episode 1 with Senketsu.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But I agree with what you mentioned about how it was paced and how they went from scene to scene with the backstory and on Earth. That was really good in how they paced that scene.
At the beginning, they reminded you of that life-saving kiss that Slane and the Salem shared, and then mm-hmm. he went right back to the torture. So I was thinking, he was taking his mind away, a la Wesley from Princess Bride.
Ah, yeah, to kind of go from one extreme to the other there. Mm-hmm. Elsewise, I think there was a moment with Marito there where he was asking for some booze, and the doctor's like, "Ha ha, you wouldn't ask for that if you were sick," or something like that. But elsewise, that was basically the episode, was Corteo's torturing of Slane and kind of putting all these small scenes around it, which kind of, kind of rounded off some edges there a little bit with the story, and was paced very well, as we've mentioned, and just an all-around nice, solid episode of the series, and the first one where we haven't had the huge action scenes and the same music that, some are probably, as much as they like it, they probably get tired of hearing the same songs every week.
Yeah, this past Saturday, with Old Noah and Captain Earth, it seems to be the weekend where crusty old guys that were bad guys push the young characters to the limit and then become good guys.
Hmm.
Because you had that moment. We had that moment where that jerk from Salty Dog pushes Daichi to the limit and says, "Oh, you're a good guy because you did something hard."
Hmm.
And so Corteo says, "Wow, you let me torture you for hours upon hours upon end. You must really believe in what you stand for."
It's always kind of funny how, when we watch multiple anime, how some of the storylines kind of coincide on the same week, even same episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But any other thoughts on this episode overall?
Well, it has me actually really waiting to find out what happens on the next one, because they're coming closer to identifying who the quote-unquote real enemy is. And as I've probably sussed out, there's probably some connection to being able to wrest Aldnoa away from Emperor Vers.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be interesting to see if I'm right on that and how that develops from there.
All right. I also want to mention about Dioscuria. We just get a little glimpse of it, but it looked like probably the coolest mecha we've seen so far. I'm a fan of the color scheme, and of course the fact mm-hmm. that it looks much more mobile than any of the others did. I mean, Hellas, it moved, but it was just a bunch of flying fists, and the others were kind of big and heavy, so I like Dioscuria.
It'd be interesting because it looks like less like a mobile weapon platform and more like a fighter in of itself.
All right, so thank you for listening to our mini talk for Skyline. I'm Jero. We will see you next week.
See you later.